Welcome to Heidelberg Meditations on this Wednesday of the fourth week in the year of our Lord 2023, as we finish our examination of Heidelberg Catechism Question and Answer 9. Heidelberg Catechism Question 9. Does not God, then, do injustice to man by requiring of him in his law that which he cannot perform? No, for God so made man that he could perform it, but man, through the instigation of the devil, by willful disobedience, deprived himself and all his descendants of this power. As we noted in our study of Heidelberg Catechism Question and Answer 7, Adam was the representative head of the human race, as he stood before God in the Garden of Eden, the doctrine commonly known as federal headship. And when Adam willfully disobeyed, he not only deprived himself of the power to keep God's law, he deprived all his descendants, the entire human race, of that power. His sinful decision rendered all mankind, in the words of Augustine, non posse, non peccare, unable to not sin. Thus, when people argue that we have free will, the reality is we do not have the freedom to choose that which is holy and righteous according to God's law. As Martin Luther said, our will is in bondage to sin. We do not have the choice Adam did in the garden. We are not brought into this world a blank slate, to fall from grace only when we personally make a sinful choice. The Bible clearly teaches that such a choice was taken from all the descendants of Adam when he made the choice on our behalf, as our federal or representative head. Many people struggle with this doctrine. Many feel it is unfair of God to charge us with a crime we did not personally commit. They believe they somehow would have kept God's law had they been given the chance. Yet, as we have already confessed this week, God is not unjust. And as the scriptures tell us, we made the choice in Adam, whether we like it or not. This doctrine is central to Paul's exposition of the gospel, as we find it in Romans chapter 5, verses 12 through 19. In these 8 verses, we find Paul telling us that sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin, and so death spread to all men because all sinned. He tells us, many died through one man's trespass, and then a few verses later, the judgment following one trespass brought condemnation. And then, in the next verse, because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man. And then, one trespass led to condemnation for all men. And finally, as by the one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Paul repeats this argument in 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 and 22, where he tells us, by a man came death, and then points out, in Adam, all die. While not fully fleshed out in the theological argument, David understood this truth as well, when he confessed his sin as recorded in Psalm 51, 3-5. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you may be justified in your words and blameless in your judgment. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. This understanding of the depravity of mankind is certainly uncomfortable to many, repulsive to some, and brings about charges of injustice and unfairness against God. But if we are to be faithful to the Scriptures, we cannot avoid the hard truth of it. God is not unjust. God did not create us wicked. God gave us, in Adam, the power to choose righteousness. And we chose sin. In Adam, we disobeyed. In Adam, we were made sinners. In Adam, we died. But rather than spend our energy trying to ignore or find a way around this doctrine, we are to flee to the cross of Christ. For the point of Paul's argument in Romans 5 is not to revel in our depravity, but to point us to Jesus, that in him, the second Adam, we might find life, that in Jesus we might find forgiveness, that in Jesus we might know righteousness, that in Jesus we might know holiness, that in Jesus we might be reconciled to the God against whom we have sinned, that as we believe in the good news of his gospel, we might be saved to the uttermost by the mercy and grace of God, to whom be all the glory, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.